It's Chick on Stores. We're following for you today, Election Day on Robinhood Radio. For your stroll to the polls, the forecast, variable clouds, possibly a late shower, mid-50s, according to Pat Pagano. Clear and frosty tonight, lower 30s. Tomorrow, partly sunny and breezy, lower 50s. Thursday, sun and patchy clouds, 50. Friday, sun and some clouds, lower 50s. It is Election Day today. Get out and vote, as there are races throughout the tri-state region, especially in New York, in Amenia, where there are four people running for the board and two for the supervisor. Region 1 Board of Education for Salisbury is up for grabs. And also, there are races in Cornwall, a lot of uncontested races in the state, though, as well. Well, with it being Election Day and daylight savings time fast approaching, fire marshals throughout the country reminding homeowners that it's also the time to check your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. Carbon monoxide is a leading cause of poisoning deaths in the United States. Alarm manufacturing dates are printed on the back of the device. Smoke alarms usually need to be replaced after 10 years, and carbon monoxide alarms after 5 to 7 years. If the date on your alarm is more than 10 years old, or if there's no date at all, it is definitely time to replace it. COVID-19 news in Connecticut. Connecticut's positivity rate is now standing at 1.64%. The current number of hospitalizations stands around 205. Data on COVID-19-associated deaths are updated every Thursday in the state. The number of total tests performed since the pandemic began now stands over 11,800,000. That's an increase of over 50,000 since last week. The current number of hospitalizations stands at 205. That's an increase of 15 since Friday. A note once again from Region 1. They received notification of a positive case of coronavirus in Region 1. A family member of a North Canaan Elementary Middle School student has tested positive for COVID-19. The family member has never been in the building and has no contact with any staff or students other than the students who live in the home. All family members will remain at home in quarantine per CDC preferred guidelines. There has been no close contact within 6 feet for 15 minutes or longer within a 24-hour period in the school, so there's no need to close any classrooms at this time. So meetings coming up this week. Today, St. John's Lutheran Church has their Election Day luncheon at the Ankrum Firehouse on County Route 7, 11 till 2 or until sold out. Only takeouts available. No reservations. First come, first serve. The town of Canaan and Falls Village has a free vaccination clinic coming up today from 2 till 6 p.m. The vaccination clinic will be at the Falls Village Emergency Services Center on Route 7, providing free COVID vaccinations. Walk-ins are welcome. No appointment required. Bring a health insurance card and a photo ID if you have them, but it's not necessary to have health insurance or ID to receive the vaccine. No one will be turned away for lack of an insurance card or ID. Meanwhile, the Falls Village Board of Education has their monthly meeting today at 7. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have their meeting at 7:30 via Zoom. In Hillsdale, at Town Hall at 7:30, the Zoning Board will hold a public hearing on an application for an area variance to divide property on Route 22. A flu vaccine clinic for 65 years or older being produced by Salisbury VNA, 38 Salmon Kill Road in Salisbury. That comes up Wednesday from 1 till 3. No appointment necessary. Necessary open to the public. High dose only, 65 years and older. Stay home if you're sick. Please wear a mask. Wear a short sleeve shirt. Participating insurances: Aetna, Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Connecticut, Harvard Pilgrim, Medicare, UHC, Medicare. Self-pay is $75 for the high dose, over 65. Cash and check. Also on Wednesday, the Kent Board of Education has a regular meeting at the Kent Center School at 5. In Sharon on Wednesday, the American Rescue Plan Act meeting at 6:30 at Town Hall. The D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event, a book talk, We Refuse to Be Enemies. That's on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Register at the D.M. Hunt Library or on their website, huntlibrary.org. The Dover Town Board has a special meeting on Wednesday at their Town Hall. On Thursday in Salisbury at 10 o'clock, the Pope Land Design Committee. At 7 o'clock, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Committee Community Support Subgroup Committee meeting with a special meeting. Meanwhile, the Board of Finance in Sharon will meet on November 4th at 4:30. Sharon Park and Recreation at 6:15. The Amenia Town Board meets on Thursday at 7 p.m. Ancrum, New York Planning Board meeting on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The Knit Club Craft Fair fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 6th from 10 till 3 at the Copay Community Building on Mountain View Road. Knitted, crocheted, and quilted items for family and home. There'll be raffles, no lunch or baked goods. Proceeds benefit the local food pantry, community Christmas baskets, and Taconic Hills Backpack Program. Save Sharon Hospital Rally on Saturday, November 6th, 3 p.m. on the Sharontown Green. They're inviting you to voice your opposition to the proposed cuts and closures at Sharon Hospital. Petitions will be available to sign, and elected officials and local families will speak. You can make your voices heard together. Art show and sale at the Tabor Wing, the Town of Dover Historical Society on Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. The Tabor Wing House, Route 22 in Dover Plains. Wine and cheese will be served. Admission for that event is free. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, where they feature a new tapas menu. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and at interlakenin.com. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 35,913.84, the NASDAQ at 15,595.92, and the S&P 500 at 4613.67. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.